got your feet moving to this one, don't you? Kevin Bray, great to have you here Monday morning. Hope you had a good weekend. Hope you had a great Mother's Day. Spend some time with your mom or spoiling a mom or thinking of mom, whatever way you spent it. Hopefully it was a great one. Boy, the weekend weather. Whew, it was scorching hot. A few people with some sunburns back to work this morning. Showers actually possible throughout much of the province today, which would be a welcome reprieve for sure. The moisture would be great, so we'll keep an eye on that throughout the day. Well, we've got a full Monday show for you. Open lines coming up after 9 o'clock this morning. What is the biggest issue that you need to work on in your community? Thursday last week, we had the mayors from Saskatoon and Regina on it. Bit of a friendly reminder. We talk about federal politics a lot lately with everything that's gone on, provincial politics. But often we haven't spent as much time on community or local issues. So I thought, well, maybe today on Open Lines, we'll talk about that. What is it in your community, that big issue that needs to be focused on? That'll be during Open Lines coming up just after 9 o'clock. 10 o'clock today, Roundtable of Justice. I am looking forward to this discussion. It may sound like we're referring to a sci-fi movie, but we are not. We're going to talk about technology in policing and community safety. Everything from body-worn cameras, drones, autonomous patrols, real-time analytics that can predict crime before it happens. This sounds far-fetched. Trust me, it's not. How does it work? What are the issues with the modern crime-fighting techniques? I've got three great guests joining us today on the Roundtable of Justice at 10 o'clock. And we've all been there. You'll lose your car keys or you leave your wallet at a restaurant and hopefully it makes its way back to you. But what about something longer term? Have you ever lost something that years later was returned to you or your family? Or maybe the other side, you found something that after a bit of an investigation, you were able to reunite with the owner. I've got something here that I posted this on the Facebook page. Actually, if you check out the post there, we're going to talk lost and found stories after 11 o'clock today. Looking forward to that. All right, let's get going. A cup of coffee.
Well, he's been down in the basement drinking coffee for about the last 4 hours.
Coffee?
What?
Somebody says something about coffee.
The boys want some coffee?
All right, make it extra large, 2 sugars, lots of cream.
Step into the Evan Bray Cafe. This is Monday Morning Coffee.
I always like easing into the workday with coffee, Monday Morning Coffee. Mother's Day yesterday, busy weekend, lots of different things going on for people. It was busy, I felt like, throughout the entire province. And I'm happy to have joining me this morning for a Monday Morning Coffee, Sean Moen, who has been on our show before, co-founder and CEO of Saskatoon's 9 Mile Legacy Brewing. He has also spent many years as a lawyer. And recently taken up a new gig with Saskatchewan's Chamber of Commerce. Happy to have Sean Moen joining us by phone this morning. How are you today, Sean?
I'm doing well, Evan. I didn't totally know the protocol. I'm not in studio. I made myself a cup of coffee, and it is mediocre.
Okay.
I'm in it, though. I'm in it.
Fair enough. How was your week out? Did you celebrate Mother's Day, Sean?
Yeah, we did. We've got my wife and I have a couple of little kids, 6 and 3 at home, and so We try to engage the kids as much as you can in terms of how to pamper mom, and they did a really good job. But I think the best gift we maybe gave her on Sunday was just a time out. Mom got to go have a coffee and do whatever she wanted to do for a few hours, and we met her up for ice cream later. So
nice.
Hopefully mom appreciated all of that.
That's good. Good work, Sean. Well, great. Yeah. And good to have you. Hey, and congrats on your new gig with the Saskatchewan Chamber of Commerce, first vice chair. Congrats.
Yeah, thanks very much. Yeah, I joined the Chamber Board in 2022. It was recently elected first vice chair, which hopefully, if all things go according to plan, I'll be chair next year and provide a bit of leadership along with my colleagues. It's been a great organization to be part of, Evan. I think the things that I provide first as a small business, providing that perspective at the provincial level is valuable to the Chamber. And then our business is unique in the sense it straddles both agriculture and hospitality. And those are sectors that don't often get direct representation on the board. So providing a bit of a window into those areas, I think, is useful.
What caused you, 2022 is when you joined the Chamber. Yeah. What was it that attracted you to it? And you thought, you know what, this is something I'd like to do.
Well, I've admired the work that all of our chambers in the province do. We've been members of both the Saskatoon Chamber and the Saskatchewan Chamber for a number of years. I have always thought of myself, and this probably comes back from the old days as a lawyer, as being an honest broker, or trusted advisor, being able to provide really good advice in a way that the person that you're trying to assist in making decisions knows that you're not going to embarrass them. You're not going to, you know, you're not going to be public with the conversation. And so I thought the chamber always did that very well. I guess I've been a bit drawn to some aspects of public service, did a bit of that in my professional career. But the interesting thing, Evan, when I was elected vice chair, I was chatting with my dad and we started cracking the history books. And I think my grandpa played a pretty pivotal role in forming the Cabry Chamber back, you know, a number of years ago now, probably 80 years ago. So
that's so cool.
70 years ago. So it was kind of neat. Yeah, yeah. I guess apples don't fall far from here.
That's so awesome. Sean Moen is my guest, CEO of Nine Mile Legacy Brewing Company, first vice chair of the Saskatchewan Chamber of Commerce. How closely do the chambers in the province and even nationally work together? I'm especially thinking during all of this tariff talk and trade war. Is it a pretty tight-knit community between the chambers?
I think there's always room for improvement, and it's something that our board is actively investing in these relationships to better understand all of our chamber members. We have 57 chambers in the province of Saskatchewan.
Wow. Which
kind of blew me away.
I had no idea.
57. No, I didn't either. 57 communities that are seeking to advocate for their local businesses. So that chamber network is something where we try to provide, you know, some assistance and some stewardship. But then we also have a Canadian Chamber of Commerce, and there's a Saskatoon connection at the Canadian Chamber
with the CEO. Right, yeah.
And then we've also got a number of American chambers that we interact with. And I've been extremely proud of our organization and our CEO for the advocacy work that's happening there. We've chatted with chambers such as Texas and North Dakota and, frankly, the federal Chamber of Commerce. And following those conversations, saw our partners advocate publicly against the imposition of tariffs. And as you can appreciate, that's far riskier for these American chambers to do than it is for us. And so the power of the chamber network is really being able to reach out through various levels of government and to various stakeholders. And I think that's one thing that sets us apart from in terms of an advocacy organization.
Sean Moen is my guest, Saskatchewan Chamber of Commerce, just recently elected into the first vice chair position there. So what would you say the priorities are right now for the chamber when it comes to helping business in the province?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's an interesting time. I mean, we're certainly keen on, and what forms a large part of our conversations is watching our new federal government settle in. I heard in the intro that your focus has been the federal politics over the last bit. It is for us too. We're really keen to see how some of the great statements that Prime Minister Carney's making on Western support and integration, I suppose if I can call it that, manifested their way into action. And we'll certainly be advocating for direct, tangible action on some of those commitments, and also softening of some of the legislative pieces that really pose impediments to the development of our local economy. You know, I national unity is on all of our minds, Evan, and certainly on my mind. But as we think about it, it's national unity is really an outcome to an economy that is fairly integrative of all parts of the country. And so I think if you can really provide a fantastic pathway for the economic drivers in Alberta and Saskatchewan, national unity is just going to follow.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really important work, and we'll be keeping a close eye on it and advocating both at the provincial and federal level over again.
Well, I was going to say, what role can you play, Sean? I mean, we had the premier on last week, and he was talking about, you know, this was before Carney had agreed to having the meeting on June 2nd in Saskatoon. Mm-hmm. So we're seeing some progress. The province is pushing. What role can you play as a provincial chamber?
Well, I'm hoping, I've seen this happen in my short time on the board, that we do get in some pretty impressive rooms. You know, our CEO was in Ottawa for the prior prime minister's kind of town hall meeting that ended up getting a bit of media attention when some comments were leaked. Not to comment more than the fact that we get invited into these rooms. And so we have an ability to, and we try hard to channel member perspective and experience right up to those levels. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I'm hopeful that we'll be in a position to not only continue to have great dialogue with Premier Moe and the provincial government, but also have an opportunity on occasion to interact with our federal counterparts and provide that Saskatchewan perspective.
Sean Moen is my Monday morning coffee guest, CEO of Nine Mile Legacy Brewing Company and first vice chair of the Saskatchewan Chamber of Commerce. From your day job perspective, if we look at brewing, we have been talking tariffs now for a while. In fact, they've come into effect in varying degrees across Canada. To what degree have they impacted your business and business in general in our province?
Well, you know, the popular point of interaction on tariffs, I think, that's been in the media is aluminum cans. So, right. So as I understand, so it's funny, Evan, you know, like 5 years ago, I was expected to become an epidemiologist overnight and guide our business. Now I'm expected to be an international trade dispute person. But so as I understand it, the bulk of aluminum that the Americans use to manufacture comes from Quebec, about 70 to 80%. And then our business has been purchasing cans from the United States over the last 5 years. And so you can understand where the tariffs would apply. You'd have tariffs coming in and tariffs coming out. And so it caused us, how it impacted us directly as a business is we had to make the decision in March to accelerate almost a year's worth of purchases to cover off the tail risk that we might run out of can inventory in Canada. Mm. So that wasn't an easy decision. It caused us to use our personal credit cards and kind of hold our noses and go forward. But it was the right decision because the head risk we were also trying to tackle was, well, what if people really get behind this buy local moment and there's a run on beer sales? And we sell about 65, 70% of our beer in cans. So if we can't get cans, we can't get those sales.
Right.
And that's kind of turning out to be the case. People are really interested in local products right now, much to our delight. And we're in a position to rise to the occasion. So not all of these disruptions they're scary and they're challenging. But in that uncertainty, you can make really good decisions and position yourself for opportunity too. And I just encourage everyone to think about it that way. It's pretty easy to get down and get scared in these moments, and it's not always the full story.
What about interprovincial trade barriers, Sean? That's something that has come up a lot, and I know in your business, potentially, could open up the door to a whole new line of business for you.
We probably don't have enough time to talk about this, and if you know me, I get a little bit excited about this issue. I don't think it's fashionable to say I'm from Missouri right now, Evan, but I'm from Missouri on this, the show me state. I would need to see it to believe it.
Right.
I think that it is facile, and it's easy to say, well, if we drop trade barriers, like alcohol, I'll just kind of advise your listeners that it's a different regulatory environment in each province. So it's like selling to a different country if we're going to sell to Alberta or Manitoba. So it's not ideal from a number of perspectives. We have sold in other provinces. But where I get worried is if you simply drop the barriers and you haven't invested in productive capacity, in capital for market development, and in really refining your value proposition, mm-hmm. Well, you're not going to be the one to seize that opportunity. So we've actually pressed pause on some of our interprovincial activities just because we weren't in a position to develop the market. I'd say market access is very different from market development. And I'd encourage people to think about that, because it does require energy and capital to develop a market so you can actually achieve sales. Mm. My worry with it is, as a policy move, it's a super easy thing to say, well, we'll just drop the barriers and we're going to get that 5 to 6% jump in GDP. And then you stop really thinking about policy. And we can't afford to do that. This is a moment where we really need to think about investing in our economies and growing it smartly. So it's part of the puzzle. I don't think it's the panacea that people are saying.
Well, I appreciate their perspective. It's being able to look at it through the lens of, for example, what your experience is, your business, helpful for us, because we talk about it all the time on the show, interprovincial barriers. But really, I think it's that deeper understanding of what has to accompany that in order for it to be a success.
I think services might be a bit different, Evan, if I can just riff on that real quick. I think that having better labor mobility in our country is worth really thinking through. There are obviously some pieces where you need to have jurisdictional competence, like my profession. There's good reasons why Saskatchewan would want to have a unique provincial approach. But generally speaking, I think there's lots of things we can do where we could help people with labor mobility and really respond mm-hmm. to opportunities. Because if all of this is going to happen, as I hope it does, we're going to have lots of great build projects, infrastructure projects that are going to need people to move around. So I think that's probably where we can see some good work done.
Sean Moen is my guest. This wouldn't be a Monday morning coffee chat without checking in on the NHL. You got an NHL team still in the hunt, Sean?
Well, I'm a Canadiens fan, so no, we had a great run. A good young team. But
I was going to say, you're rebuilding. You look good for next year, Sean.
Oh, man, that skill and speed, I'm really, really excited. But I've got a six-year-old Oilers fan in the house, and he is a rabid Oilers fan. Took him to his first hockey game in March. They were playing the Canadiens, and it worked out the best way it could for Dad. It went to overtime. I don't know if anyone caught that game. Went to overtime, and the Oilers scored with 6 seconds left in overtime. So his team won. I got a great hockey game. we got back from that big road trip, and he said, "Dad, I hope this trip is the first of many." So,
oh, that's so awesome. That's...
I haven't shown him the highlights from Saturday night.
Yeah, Evan, I was going to say.
The only thing I told him was Draisaitl scored the winner.
Leave it that way. Yeah. A six-year-old will just be smiling all day. Sean,
I think so.
I appreciate you joining me as always. Thanks so much. We'll check in again soon.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure, Evan. Have a great one.
Sean Mullen, CEO of 9 Mile Legacy Brewing Company and newly elected first vice chair of the Saskatchewan Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.